I am continuously reminded of yet another motorcycle accident on the sea-to-sky highway from West Vancouver to Squamish that invariably results in serious injury or death. I read with frustration the comments of motorcycle advocates and research analysts that motorcycle accidents can be prevented if wearing protective clothing and driving defensively in a safe and prudent manner. However, the recent and the many previous motorcycle accidents are not caused by the very few who drive prudently, but those motorcycle drivers who blatantly disregard the rules of the road and drive with total disregard for themselves and other persons on the highway. I have first-hand knowledge of the carnage on the sea-to-sky highway as I live in Lions Bay, overlooking the only highway that connects from the North Shore to Whistler, the area commonly referred to by motorcycles as the Indy 500 stretch. I am a former motorcycle traffic cop and know all too well the hazards facing motorcyclists and the results when they are involved in accidents, as they invariably come out second best. On any given weekend, there is a continuous flow of motorcycles racing in groups of six or more heading north to Squamish and beyond. I have recorded on my laser device speeds averaging 140 kilometers. That is not uncommon, but in a 60 kilometers zone, this is outright insanity. The results are evident from the recent motorcycle crashes that have failed to negotiate the curves and dips. This is not a freeway but a mountain highway. Recommendation to prevent further accidents and save lives: implementing temporary one lanes. Lions Bay is located about halfway from West Vancouver to Squamish in a 60 kilometers zone that is considered by many motorists to be a freeway. Slowing to the speed limit of 60 kilometers is irrelevant. As such, slowing traffic and creating a temporary one lane through the residential area would be of minor inconvenience but would resolve the issue of passing at a high rate of speed that is a major cause of accidents, not to mention the excessive noise of accelerating motorcycles that can be heard for several kilometers approaching Lions Bay. One lane traffic is not uncommon on the sea-to-sky highway, as I face alternating traffic on a frequent basis, very similar to the Lions Gate Bridge. Just slow down and be safe. Implementing temporary one lanes on high-volume weekends would not only save lives and reduce the costs of attending emergency crews but would also save and reduce the costs of the RCMP with traffic control and laser traps to catch offending speeders. The costs involved would be minimal for Capilano Highways to place and remove cones on Friday and Monday, which would not affect the daily commercial traffic. If you ask anyone in Lions Bay what their biggest concern is, they would most definitely say that highway noise is the prime issue that never ends, with no foreseeable plan to reduce or curtain the problem. One lane ing the Indy 500 stretch on a trial basis would certainly reduce the noise level and possibly reduce the many accidents that regularly occur. The benefits outweigh the inconvenience of traffic merging and slowing. At least they would arrive at their destination safe and secure. George Harding, Sea to Sky Corridor.